Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ay. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Just It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
For the first time in the 2023 season, the Frisco Rough Riders hit the road, and their first destination, it's San Antonio, Texas, and a date with the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas. Very happy to have you along on the Rough Riders pregame show. Josh Warden's at home, but I'm with you. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you. As the Rough Riders meet the Missions for the first time this year, it was a very fruitful first meeting for the Rough Riders against these same Missions last year, sweeping them in six games, their lone six-game sweep of the season. Overall, last year, including playoffs, they went 11-2 against the Missions here in this building last year. It's the home opener for San Antonio. You can hear the cheers out in front of us, and why not? There's a lot to cheer about. New ownership group for San Antonio this year, headed by the Ryans, Nolan and Reed Ryan, and also part of that ownership group, former San Antonio Spurs and Basketball Hall of Famers David Robinson and Manu Ginobili, who are also here and currently throwing and catching first pitches out in front of us as part of the pregame festivities on opening night in San Antonio. It's an exciting time to be a Missions fan, and boy, is it an exciting time to be a Rough Riders and Rangers fan as well, because it's the Double-A debut today of Ryan Garcia on the mound for the Rough Riders. Garcia has had a myriad of injuries that we'll go through as we continue in the broadcast today, but he was a very good pitcher at UCLA, the Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year in 2019, a second-round pick by the Rangers, native of Arcadia in Southern California. Since that draft, though, he has only pitched in 17 games, 16 starts, and thrown just 61 2/3 innings since 2019 because of all those injuries, which included Tommy John and a myriad of lat injuries as well. So after making his 14 appearances last year, 13 of them being starts, it is a very exciting time to see him make his Double-A debut today here in San Antonio. From one new face to a very familiar face on the other end, it's Nolan Watson who starts for the Missions. This is his 10th game that he has pitched in against the Frisco Rough Riders over the last two seasons. He is very familiar with this bunch on the opposite side, and we're looking forward to seeing Nolan Watson, the former first-rounder by the Royals, in this game today. So Garcia and Watson is our starting pitching matchup, and with all the talk of the pitchers, let's shift over to the hitting side of things, where the Rough Riders put up 12 runs in the opener and then fell in the next two games to Amarillo the next 2 days, scoring just one run and three runs respectively. So naturally, we caught up with the hitting coach for the Rough Riders, Ryan Tuntland, before today's game. It was awesome to catch up with him, and it was such a good conversation. It went long, so we split it up into two parts. We'll have part one today and then part two before the game tomorrow. We'd love for you to tune into the Riders pregame show tomorrow and hear part two of that interview, where we talked a little bit more about the baseball side in this part today. Tomorrow, we'll play the part where we talked a little bit about Tuntland's background and how he got to the Rangers. Well, without further ado, we'll head to a break, and when we come back, we will get you that interview with Ryan Tuntland, the Rough Riders hitting coach. It's game one between the Missions and the Rough Riders. First road trip of the season in 2023, and Frisco looks to improve to 500 with a win as both these teams come in at 1-2. Pre-game show continues after this. Ryan Tuntland joins us on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Welcome to San Antonio, Texas. It's the first game of the series with San Antonio, first road game of the season as well. We're joined by Ryan Tuntland, hitting coach for the Rough Riders. First and foremost, here in AA for the first time, what are some of your first impressions here at this level in Frisco?
One, pleasure to be here. It's been fun. I think it's exciting, especially with the players that are here and the ability that they have and to kind of help them flourish into the big league stars that everybody wants them to be. So I think first impressions, I think opening night there in Frisco was really cool. Got to see kind of the hometown turnout and excited from, you know, now in San Antonio and kind of bouncing back and forth through the Texas League. So it'll be exciting.
From your perspective, you're so familiar with a lot of these guys from having them from last year as well. How much does that help you as a coach this season?
You know, I was talking with our hitting coordinator as well about that, and just the familiarity and the relationship that we have built just makes it a little bit easier kind of going through, you know, little either cues or, you know, things that they like, what they want to do, how to individualize their programming. And it's been fun, I think, it's for them too, to kind of have a familiar face and somebody that they can kind of share some things with and collaborate with is awesome.
Early on in the season, in such a numbers-focused game nowadays, it's so hard to not try to press and get off to a good start. What is the communication like with guys, making sure they're just going through the motions and not trying to get off to that good start early on?
I think consistency is always the kind of key word that everybody's using, but it's worrying about what we're doing right now. So kind of being present moment about the daily work, their movement prep, activations, and not getting too far ahead of themselves, but, you know, you always want to have that kind of outlook, but also micro, kind of shrink it down from the day to day. So you can zoom out macro, but then kind of bring it back. So just a gentle reminder and trying to just bring that kind of environment for them so they're happy to show up every day and want to work.
We can talk about a bunch of these guys individually for sure as Ryan Tuntland, the hitting coach for the Rough Riders, joins us. But Evan Carter is someone who really impressed us when he came up last year towards the end of the season. And then, of course, now here as his first full season in AA as a 20-year-old. When you think about Evan Carter and his hitting ability, what really sticks out?
He's a great player. You know, credit to him and the work that he does put in. And I think that relationship that has been built is something that will be built on. But for him, what strikes me is his plate discipline at the plate, because he knows exactly kind of where certain pitches are. If it's a little bit off and it's called for a strike, he'll be coming to the dugout and, you know, we check it after the game. And he's usually spot on, which is kind of crazy. But literally, he knows where he's at in space and knows the zone. So that was very impressive, especially from a younger player.
When you look at a ballpark like this, this is a ballpark that gave up the fewest amount of home runs in all of AA last year. What's something that sticks out to you as a hitting coach in terms of the message of just trying to stay within your approach here?
I think just, you know, what you said. I think staying within ourselves, but, you know, you have your kind of game plan going into the game against the starter, and then as the conditions and environments kind of dictate what you're going to do. So just being above the baseball, especially knowing what this park kind of holds, and just staying with what we do well, because if we do work at that kind of level, I think we'll have a good night.
That was part one of our interview with hitting coach Ryan Tuntland for the Frisco Rough Riders. We'll get you part two tomorrow, where he talks a little bit about his background and his path here to Frisco. We're getting ready for the home opener for the San Antonio Missions. It's the first road matchup for the Rough Riders here in 2023, which is starting lineups next. And of course, first pitch at 5 past the top of the hour on a beautiful day in San Antonio, Texas, when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
National anthem time here in San Antonio, Texas. A color guard taking the field, and we'll get you starting lineups on the other side of this break, along with first pitch. It's the home opener in San Antonio. Happy you're with us from San Antonio, Texas, on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 14th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, a photo booth, plus a craft station from Crayola so kids can make a Mother's Day card right at the ballpark. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a Kendra Scott R.E. Hart crystal necklace for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 14th. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. It's on to second for one. Acuna to first. Got it. Double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Shallow center field, this could do it. Foscue going back. Stowers calls him off. He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
For the first time this season, the Frisco Rough Riders hit the road and they take on the San Antonio Missions, who they met in the division series last year in 2022 on their way to the championship. It's a good matchup here for the first road trip of the season. Ryan Garcia takes the ball for the Rough Riders against Nolan Watson. It's a bit of a rookie and a vet situation here at the AA level, as this is the third season for Watson at AA. It's Ryan Garcia's AA debut in tonight. Let's give you the starting lineups for both these teams as the plate meeting is going on out in front of us. And we start with the visiting Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by first-year manager Carlos Cardoza. Thomas Sajacy starts things off at the leadoff spot at third base, then Evan Carter in center field, who's hit safely consecutively in all three games to start the year, and Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop. He's hitting third. Middle third of the order, Dustin Harris in left field, Trevor Hauber at first base, and Kellen Strom in right field. And the bottom third, Jax Biggers at second base, Josh Sale is the DH, and David Garcia is the catcher, hitting ninth. Once again, it's Sajacy, Carter, Acuna, Harris, Hauber, Strom, Biggers, Sale, and Garcia. That's for the Frisco Rough Riders entering in at 1-2. And now for San Antonio also entering in at 1-2 as they dropped the first two games of the season to Tulsa and won in the finale to avoid getting swept. Here's their lineup as announced by Luke Montz in his first season at the helm for San Antonio. Connor Hollis, the reigning batting champion of the Texas League, leads things off at third base. Then it's Daniel Johnson in left field and Tirso Ornelas in right field hitting third. Pedro Castellanos, the MILB veteran, is at first base. Then it's Evan Mendoza at second and Corey Howe in center field, the number 13 prospect in the organization. Bottom third, Bradley Bell at DH, Luis Aviles Jr. at shortstop, and Chandler Siegel as the catcher, hitting ninth. Once again for San Antonio, the Padres affiliate, it's Hollis, Johnson, Ornelas, Castellanos, Mendoza, Howell, Bell, Aviles Jr., and Chandler Siegel. Well, this is a place the Rough Riders are very familiar with. They made three different trips down here to San Antonio last year, including in the playoffs where these two teams met in the division series. San Antonio had a wonderful team in the first half, and they really dominated the first half of the Texas League South before the Rough Riders finally were able to track them down and win the second half in the division. And ultimately, it was a really key matchup in that division series because you had the Rough Riders who had the great second half and a very different look Missions team that had won the first half but was not nearly at the strength they were in the first half. Frisco fell behind 3-0 early on in game one at home, and then they ended up coming back to win it in come from behind fashion with three runs in the fifth and then blowing it out in the eighth inning and winning 7-3. Then they came down here and Cody Bradford flat out dominated over his six innings. And the Rough Riders were able to take game two and sweep the Missions and then on their way to Wichita. A two-game sweep of the Wichita Wind Surge to win the Texas League Championship. And it was a very exciting time to be a Frisco Rough Riders fan. So this is the Rough Riders' first trip down here since then. And now it's a good opportunity for Frisco to get off to a good start here on the road after a tough homestand against Amarillo. In that homestand against Amarillo, they took the first game of the season 12-4, dominating fashion. 10 hits, including a grand slam from Trevor Hauber and a 6-run fifth inning. But then the offense scuffled a little bit, scoring just 1 run and 3 runs over the next two nights, and a combined 11 hits over the next two nights as well. So that's going to be something to watch tonight. How does the offense play in a ballpark that is not offensive-friendly at all? This ballpark allowed the fewest home runs in all of AA and some of the lowest offensive numbers in all of minor league baseball last year. The Rough Riders will certainly have to overcome that, as the ball just certainly does not fly here at all, even though it is 310 down the left field line and 340 down the right field line. It's 407 to center, really to right center field, where it's about 410, 412 to dead center field, and the gaps are just huge. In the air down here, the ball really does not carry. So the only time you'll really see a home run is if it goes out to right field or down the line in left field. Other than that, it's really hard to get a ball out of this ballpark. And that led to two no-hitters for San Antonio here last year. And the Rough Riders have seen a couple no-hitters in their franchise history here in this ballpark as well. That is how this ballpark kind of plays. And it's going to be really exciting to see Ryan Garcia and what he has to offer and this very talented pitching staff for the Rough Riders as well here in this series. Well, it's opening day, so running a little bit behind as it's 7:09 here on what was supposed to be a 7:05 first pitch. But here come the San Antonio Missions onto the field. Let's tell you a little bit about Nolan Watson, who gets the start for the Rough, or against the Rough Riders today for the San Antonio Missions. Watson wears number 8 this year, 6'2", 195 pounds. He's 26 years old. He was selected out of Lawrence North High School in Indianapolis, Indiana in 2015 with the 33rd overall pick by the Royals. And he never quite lived up to those very high first-round expectations that the Royals had of him. He got as high as AA Northwest Arkansas in 2021, but he was then a free agent and elected to sign with the Padres organization, where he spent the entire 2022 season with San Antonio. Last year, a 4-6 record, a 5.84 earned run average, 29 appearances, 17 starts, 91 innings. He struck out 94 but struggled with the command, walking 46 batters. And it's going to be really important for him to try and get ahead early against these Rough Riders hitters, who can be very, very aggressive and can really string some hits together, as we saw in the opener. The lineup that he'll face once again for the Rough Riders: Thomas Sejace leads it off, Evan Carter batting second, Luis Angel Acuna after him. And in the middle third, Dustin Harris, Trevor Hover, Kellen Strom. And the bottom third of the order, it's Jax Biggers, Josh Saleh, and David Garcia. Nolan Watson, the right-hander, will go fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, change. That cutter is a brand new pitch that they instituted especially to help him against left-handed batters. And the Rough Riders will have some lefties in this order in Evan Carter, Dustin Harris, Trevor Hover, Jax Biggers, and the switch hitter David Garcia, who will also bat from the left side. Mono Ginobili addresses the crowd out in front of us. Part owner of the San Antonio Missions. He is wearing a Missions jersey and he's very excited to be a part of this. And he gives the play ball as well. Thomas Sejace, who celebrated his 21st birthday yesterday, steps up to the plate and he's ready to get things underway in San Antonio. Sejace, 2 for his first 9 through 3 games. And Nolan Watson is ready to go as well. Well, we had some camera people down the right field line who wanted to make sure they got Manu Ginobili addressing the crowd, and they're taking their time getting off the field here. So we start in a delay, even more of a delay. Now we're ready to go. It's time to play baseball in San Antonio. Happy you're with us on this really gorgeous Tuesday night. So JC in from the right side, and we are set for baseball. Right-hander toes the rubber. Right-hander at the plate. No batting gloves for Sejace. Taps the outside corner of the plate with the tip of his bat. Watson working from the stretch with nobody aboard, and he issues in the first pitch of the game. It's just outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. We're underway at 7:13 in the p.m., just about 8 minutes tardy in San Antonio, Texas. 1-0 pitch. Low of the zone off the outside corner. 2 balls and no strikes. Our three-man umpiring crew today, Chris Presley Murphy, is behind the dish. Down the first baseline, it's Benjamin Engstrand. Third baseline, Nate Deirdrick. 2-0 pitch. Just low, and it's 3-0 here on Sejace. Engstrand and Presley Murphy, returners from last year in the umpiring crew. Deirdrick is brand new to the Texas League. Here's the stretch, and the 3-0. Comes across the letters on the outside corner for a strike. It's 3-1 on Sejace. Sejace doubled in the most recent game on Saturday. Remember, yesterday was off for the entire league almost. The pitch is lying the opposite way. Shallow right field. Here comes Ornelas, and he makes a sliding catch. And there's the first out of the ballgame. Nice play by Ornelas on a sinking line drive to the opposite field. A couple hard steps in, reached down low to his left, sliding as he made the catch. And there's one out in the first inning. Evan Carter takes his turn. He's hit safely in every game so far for the Rough Riders. And the first pitch on the way. Carter watches the breaking ball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's the cutter for Nolan Watson. He throws it hard. He'll throw it 90-91 miles an hour. 1-0. inside on him, and it's two balls, no strikes. Carter four for his first 13 to start the season. Still no extra base hits, though. Watson looks in. He's got his sign. And he fires in. Strike on the outside corner, right of the knees, and it's two balls and one strike on Carter. Set the defense behind Nolan Watson today in this first inning. He fires in. Carter watches one low of the zone. He's ahead 3-1. Daniel Johnson is out in left field. Corey Howell in center. And Tirso Ornelas already made that sliding catch in right field. Connor Hollis has third. Luis Aviles Jr. is at short. The pitch. Carter swings, fouls it at the plate. And it's 3-2. Evan Mendoza has second base. Pedro Castellanos is the first baseman. And Chandler Siegel is the catcher for the Missions. Full count to Evan Carter. Back in from the left side. Feet close together, slightly open, white batting gloves against a two-tone bat, red handle, and a light tan on the other end. The pitch in. He swings, chops it off his own foot, foul. And it's still three balls, two strikes. And Carter calls for time to walk it off just a little bit. Stretching down. Rough Riders with the teal tops today. A teal, I should say, with the slate tops today. Teal's not in the Rough Riders color scheme. Gray pants and the navy ball caps. On the other side for San Antonio, it's the home white tops, white pants, and navy ball caps as well. 3-2 on the center fielder, Carter. The right-hander from the stretch, he fires. Breaking ball, low of the zone, ball four. Evan Carter coaxes a one-out walk in the first inning, and that brings Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. Acuna, three for his first 14 to start the season. Right-handed batter who's hit in the middle of the order for the Rough Riders the entire way. Played in every single game, and he's hit third in every single game. First offering. Acuna grounds it up the middle over Watson, right to the second baseman Mendoza, who has it, throws under the first after tagging the second base bag. It's offline, but Castellanos comes off the bag and tags Luis Angel Acuna as he runs by him for the double play. And it's four unassisted, three to end the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders nothing, and the Missions coming to the plate against Ryan Garcia when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's Pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For the first time in his career, Ryan Garcia takes the mound in a double-A ballpark. And he faces off against Connor Hollis to lead things off right on right. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. There's a high fly ball to deep left center field. Carter back. The park will hold it. And he makes the catch. One away, and Daniel Johnson steps in. One pitch, one out. And that's the good thing about this ballpark is you can give up plenty of fly balls and it's not going to hurt you. This ballpark plays very, very big. Daniel Johnson, left-handed batter, just 1-for-10 to start his season. Ryan Garcia squares his shoulders to the plate. And winds back and delivers home. Fits just outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ryan Garcia, 6 foot, 180-pound right-hander, 25 years old. Currently resides in Surprise, Arizona, the 1-0. Cued off the end of the bat, down the third baseline, a squibber, barehanded by Garcia, whips it onto first, just got him! Oh, what a great play! It was cued off the end of the bat, initially looked like it was going to be well fair, and then started squibbing towards the foul line. Garcia got off the mound very quickly, went with a bare hand right in front of Sejesu, the third baseman, and threw a sidearm onto first base, got him by a step. Two outs and a brilliant play by the Rough Riders pitcher. Tirso Ornelas takes his turn now. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Wow, what an athletic play. Testing him right off the bat, too. Here's the windback in the first pitch. Ornelas takes just high, one ball, no strikes. Garcia lives just a few blocks away from the complex in Arizona where the Rangers play, so it's a pretty easy spring training commute for him. The 1-0. Ornelas takes low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. And unfortunately for him, it was a pretty easy commute when he had to rehab for his injuries. And he had suffered that happened to miss a few years in the minors. The pitch is high and inside, and it's three balls and no strikes. Garcia has only made 17 appearances, 16 starts in his minor league career, and he was drafted in 2019. The pitch. Inside, he walks him on four pitches. A two-out base runner for San Antonio, it's Ornelas. And Pedro Castellanos, the big first baseman, makes his way to the plate. Garcia, when he has pitched, has been really dominant. Over his 61 2/3 innings in his minor league career, a 2.04 ERA, and opponents are hitting under 170 against him. He deals. Fastball, letter high, a strike outside corner, and it's 0-1. A 25-year-old Castellanos at the plate. Longtime Red Sox infielder in the Red Sox system. 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Seventh minor league season for Castellanos, and it hasn't gotten off to a very strong start. Just 2 for his first 11. This is a San Antonio Missions team that lost 2 of 3 against Tulsa in the opening series. And they really struggled at the plate. 0-2, swinging a ground ball to short. Acuna down to one knee to scoop it. Fires the short way onto first, or onto second base, I should say, for the out. And the side is retired in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left stranded. We roll to the top of the second inning. We're scoreless from San Antonio, Texas, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Harris starts things for the Rough Riders in a scoreless top of the second inning. Frisco visiting San Antonio for the first time, visiting anybody for the first time here in 2023. And just like last year, the Rough Riders head down here, San Antonio, Texas, for the first trip of the season. Nolan Watson delivers in the first pitch to the left-handed batter. It's down the heart of the plate for a strike with a cut fastball, and it's 0-1. Dustin Harris, 3 for his first 10 to start the season, with a double and a triple on the extra base hit side. Watson, the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Well, last time Rough Riders were here, they were celebrating in the clubhouse as they won the division series. It started good, too, though, in the beginning of the season. 1-1 is inside. 2-1. The Rough Riders went for a 6-0 sweep in a six-game series of these missions in their first trip of the season last year. The pitch. Harris swings, comes up empty. Fastball diving out across the plate, and it's 2-2. Frisco outscored them 36-20 in that six-game series. Dominated the pitch. Down low and inside, it's 3-2. And it's not as if it ended right there. They then came back here for the 4th of July week, took 4 of 6 in that series. And then, of course, won in their lone game here in the playoffs. Pitch home. Harris swings, cracks it foul on the ground towards the Rough Riders dugout first base side. Still 3-2 on the Rough Riders left fielder. Top of the second inning, no score. Nobody out, nobody on. So all said, the Rough Riders went 11-2 in this building last year. And a pitch clock violation. Dustin Harris strikes out. Pitch clock violation called by Chris Presley Murphy, the home plate umpire. Now Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, comes flying down the third baseline from the coaching box, and he's arguing that Harris should have had more time because he fouled it off of himself on the foul ball. But Chris Presley Murphy said he was not attentive to the pitcher at the 8-second mark, which constitutes a pitch clock violation on the batter, and Harris strikes out on a 3-2 pitch. Cardoza is still pleading his case to Chris Presley Murphy, our home plate umpire. And I don't think Cardoza is going to win this battle. Everyone's still just standing around the plate. Trevor Hover is the next batter. Dustin Harris just outside the left-handed batter's box. Siegel has used a mound visit going out and chatting with Nolan Watson. And now Cardoza got his piece in, and Cardoza just got thrown out. Oh, man. So Cardoza ejected near the top of the second inning for arguing a pitch clock violation. Thrown out by Chris Presley Murphy, the home plate umpire. Cardoza's time here in San Antonio did not last long. Harris called out on strikes, and Cardoza thrown out of the game arguing. And here's Trevor Hover with one away. There's the first ejection of the season, and Trip Keister, the Rough Riders bench coach, will go out and coach third base. Keister has been a manager for a long, long time in the minor leagues, so he knows how to manage a ball club with the Washington Nationals organization for years. Trevor Hover steps in with one out, top of the second inning, no score. Carlos Cardoza ejected on this Tuesday night in the opener. Watson delivers. Cutter inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1, and that has energized this crowd a bit. It's a good crowd opening day, or the home opener, I should say, for San Antonio. They filled it in pretty nicely, the offering. Slips across the outside corner for a strike, it's 0-2. The Rough Riders have seen plenty of Nolan Watson over the years, both in his time in Northwest Arkansas and here in San Antonio. The pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Nolan Watson, and there are two away. Scoreless ball game. Here's Kellen Strong. Strom, 2-for-7 to start his season. Watson is making his 10th appearance head-to-head against the Rough Riders in his career. Tucks the glove to his chest. He's ready from the stretch. And the first pitch to Strom. Ground ball the opposite way to the second baseman, Evan Mendoza, who fields and throws him out to retire the side. Very quick inning for Nolan Watson. He gets the 2 strikeouts and nothing across for the Rough Riders. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom 2 coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Very quick inning for Ryan Garcia in the first, and as we head to a scoreless bottom half of the second inning, Garcia goes to work against Evan Mendoza, the second baseman, right on right. And the first pitch just slips inside, 1-0. Only 10 pitches for Garcia used in that first. 5 of them strikes. He did walk Tirso Ornelas on 4 pitches, the 1-0. Low off the outside corner, 2 balls, no strikes, but no harm, no foul. It came with 2 outs, got the fielder's choice from Castellanos to end the inning. Garcia tucks the glove to the left side of his chest, dangling his arm off to his right, the pitch. In the air and hit well down the right field line. Strom going back to the warning track, looking up, and it's gone. Solo home run the opposite way for Evan Mendoza. And it's 1-0 San Antonio. The Missions came into the game, 1 of 4 teams in all of AA, and to not have hit a home run in opening weekend. And they hit their first one here at home, and it comes to the opposite field, right down the right field line from the second baseman, Evan Mendoza. Mendoza was the only player on the team with more than one hit in the opening series. He had 2. First pitch to Corey Howell. Inside corner, belt high for a strike, and it's 0-1. And he gets his 3rd of the season, and it's the first home run of the year for San Antonio. The pitch in. Swing and a miss. Howell goes fishing low, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders will play the rest of their game tonight without their manager, Carlos Cardoza. He was ejected in the top of the inning. The pitch fouled back off to our right side. Watch out at the sweet level. And it's still 0-2. And now the Missions lead 1-0. Garcia peels back and deals in the 0-2. Way outside. Missed with a fastball. 1-2. Garcia, a 4-pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. The fastball is a 4-seamer. He works with David Garcia, his battery mate. They are not related. 1-2. Popped up, foul back behind home again. Still 1-2. In fact, talking to David Garcia about it earlier before the game, he said that he and Ryan Garcia were joking during spring training that they both have to make the big leagues. So there'll be three Garcias in the big leagues. The pitch just misses down low and inside. We're even at two balls and two strikes. That being Ryan, David, and Adolis Garcia. He said we'll have one outfielder, one pitcher, and one catcher. It'll be fun. Two ball, two strike pitch. Check swing, roller down the third baseline. Going to be a tough play. Sajacy has no chance. Man, just a check swing. He caught a piece of the baseball and rolled it right along the dirt in between the grass and the foul line down the third baseline. And Sajacy just had no chance. It was rolling just about as true as you possibly could roll it out there yourself. And a check swing base hit for Corey Howell is his first hit of the season. He's now 1-for-14. Wow, so an opposite field home run and a check swing ground ball base hit to third. First two have reached. Here's Bradley Bell. First pitch is outside. Back pick to first. Not in time. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 our score. Mission's lead. Bottom of the second inning. Nobody out. Runner at first base. Bell 1-for-7 to start his season. The pitch in. That one's in there for a strike with a breaking ball. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Brantley Bell, the 28-year-old. Former 11th round pick by the Reds in 2015. Offering, there goes the runner. It's fouled back. One ball, two strikes now on Bell. That's something we'll talk about a lot with this organization. The Padres have a very interesting philosophy under A.J. Preller when it comes to their minor league system. Padres, obviously one of the best teams in the major leagues, and they've done what they have had to compete at that level. 1-2. Curveball just low, and it's 2-2. But they do not try to develop as much at the lower levels of the minor leagues and here in AA especially, as they do other organizations. Pitch in. High. We're full at three balls, two strikes. If you look up and down this roster, there are only five players on this Missions team that were actually drafted by San Diego. There's a lot of veterans on this club. Payoff pitch. Runner takes off. There's a swing and a fly ball. Shallow right field. Strom coming in. He's under it. Over towards the line. Makes the catch. Ball was hit so high in the air that it allows Corey Howell to scamper back into first base. And there's the first out of the second inning. One out. Here's Luis Aviles Jr. 1-for-6 in his two games so far. Right-hander at the plate, right-hander on the mound. Garcia tucks the glove to his chest. Now comes set, feet close together. He delivers. Backs him up off the plate on a high inside fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Looking at this lineup alone, Daniel Johnson, Pedro Castellanos, Brantley Bell, Chandler Siegel, a lot of guys who have been in the minor leagues for a long, long time. The 1-0. Ball off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. And you can also look at the pitching staff and say similar things. A lot of veterans. A lot of free agents. Throw goes over to first base and Howell back in easily. Just kind of a soft lob out of the hand of Ryan Garcia. Two balls, no strikes, and Aviles Jr. Here's the stretch. And the pitch in. Swing and a miss. Big rip right by a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. If you're not familiar with this ballpark, Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas. Talked a lot about how it plays very pitcher-friendly, even though there's already been a homer in this game. 2-1. Corey Howell takes off. Line drive hits off Garcia back of the hill. He recovers, underhands it onto first for the out, but now we got to check on Garcia. He looks like he's okay, immediately walking around. And here comes Ichi Takazawa, the Rough Riders trainer, as well as Tripp Keister, the acting manager, as the bench coach. Looked like it got him off the back as he was able to turn. But that was a hard line drive directly back at him. And hopefully it caught kind of the meaty part of him. The last thing he needs to deal with is any type of injury. I mean, he has had some terrible luck with that, and it's not a long stay for Keister or Takazawa as they're up and checking on him. He says, I'm okay, and he's going to throw a few warm-up pitches. David Garcia goes back behind the plate to catch a couple warm-ups from Ryan. And it looks like he's all right. He says, I'm going to do one more. And Ichi gives him a fist bump. He's good to go. So a scary moment turns into a big out. Howell down to second base. It's a 1-3 put out at the end of the day. And here's the 9-hole hitting catcher, Chandler Siegel. One nothing our score, bottom of the second inning, San Antonio leads. Garcia, hopefully just a little bit of discomfort and nothing too bad. Pitch in. Siegel takes a strike, upper edge, outside corner, and it's 0-1. Siegel playing in just his second game this season. One of the members of the playoff team last year, the pitch. He sprays it foul right side, 0-2. Siegel 1-for-2 in his lone appearance so far this year. 26 years old out of Appalachian State. Playing in his third season with the Missions. But in 53 games in 2021, 73 games last year. Primarily as a catcher and a gloved first catcher. Only a .203 career hitter in the minors. 0-2. He swings and misses, strike three. Got him upstairs with a fastball, and Ryan Garcia gives up the solo home run, but picks up his first career double-A strikeout as well. And at the end of the day, it's a one-run, two-hit, no-error, one left on base inning for the San Antonio Missions. Top three coming up, 1-0 our score. Missions lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the third inning in San Antonio, Jack Spiggers leads it off for the Rough Riders, trailing 1-0. It's the bottom third of the order for Frisco against Nolan Watson, who's faced the minimum, allowing just one base runner on a walk, but got a double play back in the first inning. First pitch. Breaking ball misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes on Biggers. 0-for-1 with a couple walks so far this season, making just his second start in game number 4. 0-1. Catches the outside corner. It's now 1-1, Baker Park. That was the 1-0 pitch. Biggers at second base defensively today. One of the guys who can play all over the place defensively for Frisco. 1-1. Just slips outside. It's two balls and one strike. Biggers can play seven positions defensively without pitcher and catcher being included in that. And he has over the course of his minor league career. Offering home. Down low and inside, 3-1. Very athletic. Had to play the outfield the last couple of years. Just trying to find a spot for him in the lineup. Watson from the stretch. And the 3-1 pitch on the way. Just catches the outside corner with a cutter for a strike, and it's 3-2. Talked about Dustin Harris's injury that he suffered last year. Well, Jax Biggers suffered basically the same injury about a week apart from him last year. They were both playing left field. They both dove in on a baseball and folded their hand back as they landed on top of their glove and injured their wrists. 3-2. Biggers swings, sends it in the air onto center field. Couple steps back for the center fielder, Corey Howell, but he's under it. And he makes the play in front of him. One out on a fly out to center field, and here's Josh Sale making his first start for the Rough Riders. Sale, the 31-year-old native of Seattle, Washington. He's gotten a couple at-bats so far, both in pinch-hit roles because of the MLB rehabber, Leody Taveras. Watson's first pitch misses up high, and it's one ball and no strikes. So good to see Sale in the starting lineup. He's the DH today. Open stance, left side. A lot of power for the 31-year-old. Watson deals home. There's a high pop-up outside of third and foul, and it's one ball and one strike. Sale was a Rough Rider last year, so he gets a ring, the championship. But I think it's fair to say, and he would agree, that he probably contributed the least to the championship team. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. He holds the title of the fewest games played for the Rough Riders last year with one game. He went 0-for-3 with a walk and three strikeouts. Pitch home. He swings, chops it foul, first base side into the Rough Riders bullpen. Watch out, they all go scattering. Two balls and two strikes. It was when we were in Wichita last year. Sale joined the team from extended spring training. And time called, he steps out. Played the one game, this is at the very beginning of June, and then was promoted immediately to AAA Round Rock, and he was joking as he got on the bus after that game that, well, I guess all I have to do to get promoted is strike out three times. That's easy. Here's the pitch in. He swings, breaks his bat, sprays it to shallow center field. Howell coming on, still running, and it goes off his glove. He was there to make the catch, but he could not grab it as it went off of his glove, off to his left-hand side, and down onto the grass. We'll see how they score that, if it's a hit or an error. But Howell had to go a mile to try and track down that fly ball. A huge swing by Sale, but he broke his bat, and so it was a flare to center, and Howell didn't realize that until late. The closing speed was good, reached out, went right off the tip of his mitt. And Saleh's aboard at first base. Looks like they say base hit. So a single for Saleh's first hit of the season. And time called. Garcia at the plate talking with Chandler Siegel, the catcher. And now Chris Presley Murphy. Not really sure what's going on there. Looked like they were face-to-face for a second, but no animosity. Still waiting the first pitch. Base hit to shallow center field for Sale in the offering. It's off the outside corner to Garcia, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's been kind of a strange start to this baseball game with Cardoza being ejected in the second inning first batter. A couple late times being called at home plate. Watson delivers. Outside and high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Ultimately, it is still 1-0 San Antonio here in the top of the third. Watson deals home. Garcia lines it the opposite way down the left field line. Long run for the left fielder Johnson. He can't get there. It falls in. No back-to-back singles for the Rough Riders. Sale up to second. David Garcia slaps one the other way on a 2-0 pitch. And Thomas Sejasi makes his way to the plate at the top of the order. Talking to Ryan Tuntlin, our pregame guest before today's game, said the biggest thing they're trying to do with Nolan Watson is get to him early and try and knock him out of the game. What they don't want him to do is get settled in. Because when he gets settled in, then he can really start to become dominant over the course of the ball game. That's a good opportunity for the Rough Riders in the third inning with two on and one out, trailing 1-0 to get to Nolan Watson. So JC lined out to right field on a sliding catch by Ornelas back in the first inning. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him with a breaking ball low and outside. It's 0-1. Carlsbad, California native, in from the right side. No batting gloves. He said he's always done it. Likes the feel of the bat in his hands a lot better than wearing batting gloves. 0-1. Line drive to left field. Johnson back on it a couple steps. He's there to make the catch. Two outs. No advancement from either of the runners. Two gone in the third for Evan Carter. Evan Carter and Dustin Harris are two very key hitters in this series for the Rough Riders. As we've already seen in this game, if the ball does carry out of this ballpark, it goes to right field. Evan Mendoza's solo home run is the difference in this game right now. 1-0 missions here in the top of the third. And Carter and Harris, left-handed batters, can really get a hold of some baseballs. The pitch. Low and outside. It's 1-0, 0-2. And a balk. So Watson didn't come set. No pitch, and both runners advance. Saleh to third, Garcia to second. And a brand new count for Evan Carter. So now a base hit can give the Rough Riders the lead. Watson went too fast, didn't stop his motion when he came set. Here's the offering in. Breaking ball falls in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Don't have great speed on either base. Third base doesn't matter with Saleh because there are two outs. Infield plays back into pole. Outfield straight up. 0-1 pitch to Carter. He takes low and inside. 1-1. The Rough Riders really struggled in these kind of instances, runners in scoring position the last two nights. Frisco stranded 14 combined over the last two games they played on Friday and Saturday. 1-1. Carter swings and misses out in front of a changeup low and away, and it's 1-2. A good opportunity for Carter to try and change that and put the Rough Riders on the scoreboard. The offering home, swinging a ground ball, rolled foul right side off the end of the bat, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders in that opening series have good numbers overall with runners in scoring position. But that's a lot of that because of the first game where they had 10 hits. They're hitting .260 with runners in scoring position through the first three games. 1-2. Line drive, third baseline, and foul just barely. Still 1-2. What the Rough Riders haven't done very well is pick up extra base hits with runners in scoring position through the first three games. Just one extra base hit in 27 at-bats. That was the grand slam by Trevor Hover. Evan Carter, 3-for-4 with runners in scoring position through the first three games. First, I should say the 1-2 is just outside. It's now 2-2. Carter's had some really clutch base hits. Saleh leads from third, Garcia from second. Watson ready from the stretch. He brings in the 2-2. Inside, we're full at 3-2. This will be the eighth pitch coming to Carter as Watson tried the upper inside corner. Didn't get the call from the home plate umpire, Chris Presley Murphy. He thought he had it. Seth Mayberry is now loosening in the bullpen for San Antonio. Here's the payoff pitch to Carter. Outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Frisco loads the sacks here in the third for Luis Angel Acuna. And Montz, the manager, is up on the top step of the dugout. Nope, he's going to send out Jeff Andrews. So here is our first time to talk about former Rough Riders pitching coach Jeff Andrews, now the pitching coach for the San Antonio Missions. It was wonderful to catch up with Jeff before today's ball game. Just a really old school baseball guy who was fantastic to work with last year and the year before. He spent 9 seasons with the Rough Riders as their pitching coach. He was the pitching roving coordinator for the Rangers in the years that he worked with Texas, where he wasn't working at Frisco. A former pitching coach in the big leagues with Pittsburgh back in 2007. This man just has an incredible wealth of baseball knowledge. And if there's anyone you want to trust in that kind of situation, it's Jeff Andrews. A quick chat with Nolan Watson with the bases loaded. Well, Luis Angel Acuna, the guy you want up if you're Frisco. Bases loaded, trailing 1-0, top of the third inning, a chance to turn around this ball game. Two outs. First pitch. Acuna fouls it back. Watch out on the sweet level to our right side. That ball came screaming backwards. I think one of the first things that Andrews might have said to Watson was, don't throw him a first pitch fastball. He's an extremely aggressive hitter. The 0-1. Breaking ball hit in the air, shallow left field. Shortstop Aviles going back. He's under it, and he makes the catch. So Watson escapes the bases loaded jam with a pop out to short, and the Rough Riders leave him loaded. No runs, two hits, no errors, three left on base. Bottom three coming up. 1-0 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Ryan Garcia back to the hill for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 Missions. Riders had a golden opportunity to score, couldn't take advantage. Top of the order for San Antonio. First pitch to Connor Hollis. Low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Frisco left the bases loaded in that third inning. Couple one-out singles from Saleh and Garcia. Evan Carter a walk, two batters later. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Hollis out in front, 1-1. And then Luis Angel Acuna popped out to the shortstop, Aviles Jr., to end the threat. And that might be it for Nolan Watson, who's thrown just one inning in relief this year. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. He actually came in and gave up the base hit that broke up a no-hitter in the eighth inning at Tulsa in his first appearance. 1-2. Slow roller to third. A couple hops to Sejesu. Backs up on it. Fields chest high. Whips it to first. and gets Connor Hollis for the first down. Very smooth play by Tommy Sujacy, who turned 21 yesterday. Backed up on the ball, waited for it to come to him, and while backing up and fielding a chest high, he kept his weight on his back foot so he could just grab it, transfer, and fire directly onto first with no Croha. Show off that strong arm. One out in the third. Here's Daniel Johnson, left-handed batter. 1-0 Missions. First pitch. Slips outside. One ball, no strikes. One run tonight coming from Evan Mendoza with a solo home run in the second. 1-0 pitch. Rip and a foul back into Garcia's glove. Out of the hand of Garcia. And it's one ball and one strike. David Garcia, the catcher. Ryan Garcia, the pitcher. Those two played together in Spokane in 2019. 1-1. Down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike. David Garcia, the catcher, said he was really excited to catch Ryan. He hadn't caught him in a game situation since 2019. 2-1. Strike on the upper edge, inside corner, and it's 2-2. So he said he was really excited just to see him get back into a game situation, be healthy. He said he's really smart, one of the smarter guys you'll find. Offering home, curveball, just high and outside. Garcia thought it was strike three. That being both Garcias in this situation, I guess. Didn't get the call either way. And it's three balls and two strikes. That makes sense. Going to UCLA, you got to be pretty smart, right? 3-2. Popped up. Third base side out into shallow left field. It's Acuna, the shortstop, who calls everyone off and squeezes with two hands above his ball cap. Two away. After giving up the home run and the single, Ryan Garcia has retired five in a row. Two outs in the third, 1-0. Missions out in front. Tirso Ornelas makes his way in. A walk back in the first. Garcia delivers. Pours a fastball in the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Garcia dealt with those injuries that really hampered him. Tommy John surgery. To miss 2019 and 2020 as the pitch simmers low, and it's one ball and one strike. And then tried to make his way back in 2021, but he injured his right lat strain, which required 2 months of rest. And then when he was finally back and throwing again, he hurt it again. The 1-1 is high off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. And that happened three different times. He just could not shake that lat strain. It just kept happening and happening. He rocks back here, the 2-1. High drive, deep right field, forget it. Big bat flip from Ornelas, and it's long gone. Oh, man, that was a no-doubter. He stood there and admired it, launched his bat in the air, helicoptering over towards the Rough Riders dugout, and then took his time around the bases. And why not admire that shot? That one was long gone. If it was a little bit more to the right side, it would have been over the scoreboard. It's the second home run allowed today by Ryan Garcia, and it's now 2-0 Missions. Pedro Castellanos now, first pitch. He takes low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Well, Garcia hasn't really struggled with the home run ball in his career. The 1-0. Breaking ball high and inside, two balls, no strikes. In fact, in his 61 and two-thirds innings pitched, he'd only allowed three home runs, all of them coming in down east last year. 2-0. Hard ground ball to short. Acuna backs up on it to his left, fields, and throws onto first, easily retires Castellanos. But it's the second home run of the season and the start that Ryan Garcia has allowed. It comes here in the third to make it 2-0 to San Antonio. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershaken, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Dustin Harris leads things off for the Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Frisco trailing 2-0 to San Antonio. Pair of solo home runs for the Missions provided the offense. Three innings, and Nolan Watson is done in his start. Seth Mayberry comes out of the Missions bullpen. Right-hander to face the left-handed batting Harris in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Big rip from Harris, and it's 0-1. Watson goes three innings of shutout baseball. Two hits, two walks, two strikeouts. Here's the stretch from Mayberry. And he delivers home. It's fouled straight back. 0-2 quickly on the Riders' left fielder. Right-hander wearing number 31, Mayberry, dangles his arm off to his right side with the ball in his hand, places it in his glove, and delivers the pitch. Misses outside, it's one ball and two strikes. Mayberry, a tall right-hander, 6'3", 195 pounds, 22 years old. The offering, high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Petersburg, Virginia native. Mayberry making his second appearance this season. He allowed a run over one inning in Tulsa. 2-2. Hard line drive foul right side. Skips up into the seats. Still two balls and two strikes on Harris. It was an outing full of ones, actually. One run, one hit, one walk, one strikeout. He issues in the 2-2. Just outside, miss with a backdoor slider. We're full at three balls and two strikes on Harris. A season ago, Mayberry made his last four outings here in San Antonio, but spent a majority of the season with High A Fort Wayne, 30 outings. 4.57 ERA. Payoff. High pop-up in the infield. The shortstop, Luis Aviles Jr., coming in behind the second base back, makes the two-in grab. Harris is retired for the first down in the fourth inning. Trevor Hover takes his turn. It was Dustin Harris at the plate in the fourth when Carlos Cardoza argued an automatic strike call on a pitch clock violation that struck out Dustin Harris, and Cardoza was ejected. First offering to Hover. Slider on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-0 our score. Missions lead, top of the fourth inning. And so Tripp Keister has taken over as the acting manager now for the Rough Riders. He's at third base in the third base coaching box. 0-1. Slider again. Inside edge of strike. Belt high, and it's 0-2 on Hover. Time called. Hover steps out. He struck out on three pitches back in the second, looking for his second base hit of the season. His first, well, it was grand. A grand slam back on opening day. 0-2 pitch. Fastball away. One ball, two strikes. Because the Rough Riders are on the road, there could be a lot of you who are at one or multiple of the games this weekend in Frisco. 1-2 to Hover. He swings, grounds it up the middle to Aviles at short. The field's behind the bag. A crow hop and throws on to first to get Hover. There are two away. 2-0 Missions, top of the fourth inning. Kellen Strom digs in. We'd like to extend a thank you for everyone who came out, frankly, whether you're listening or not right now, to Riders Field this weekend. It was just an absolutely incredible experience to see all you fans, averaging over 8,400 fans per game over the three games. First pitch comes across belt high, outside corner with a heater for a strike on Stromo and one. Rough Riders had over 9,000 on the Saturday game, and they led all of minor league baseball in attendance over the weekend. 0-1. Off the outside corner, all the way back to the backstop of the breaking ball. One ball, one strike. So our many thanks to everybody for coming out. So much fun. And at the end of the day, can't wait to do it again. Be back home next week. 1-1. Strom takes high and away, and it's two balls and one strike. So cool to look at the attendance leaderboards and see the Frisco Rough Riders back on top. They led all of AA in attendance for 15 consecutive years through 2019. 2-1. Curveball in there for a strike. 2-2. Right down the heart of the plate to Strong. Bases clear, two outs. 2-0 our score. Mission's out in front. Strom calls time. Now inserts himself into the right-handed batter's box. Mayberry from the stretch. And the 2-2. Fastball rip and a miss. Strike three. 1-2-3 inning for Seth Mayberry coming out of the bullpen. Sits down the side in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom four coming up. Rough Riders trailing the Missions 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The sun has set here in San Antonio, Texas, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders trailing the Missions 2-0 in what is the home opener here in San Antonio and at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Evan Mendoza leads things off just as he did in the second when he hit a solo home run to get the scoring started down the right field line. Ryan Garcia winds in the first pitch. Fastball fouled back. 0-1. Garcia has only allowed three hits in this ballgame. The only bad thing is two of them have left the ballpark. Mendoza and Ornelas solo home runs. 0-1 pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. As mentioned prior, only three home runs allowed in his minor league career entering into this start. He's allowed two today. 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. And, well, it's a tough level. Of course, good thing is they are solo home runs, and the Rough Riders have plenty of firepower to crawl their way back into it. 2-1. Low of the zone. Three balls and one strike. Ryan Garcia out of Southern California went to LaSalle High School in Pasadena, where he was very, very good. Owned a 1.16 ERA on the mound, but he was actually primarily an infielder when he was in high school. Pitched on the side, but he wanted to go to college and play infield. 3-1. Strike, upper edge, outside corner, 3-2. went to a baseball camp at UCLA growing up in Southern California. Loved the Bruins. 3-2. Down low in the dirt. Ball four. And Mendoza, a leadoff walk here in the fourth inning. 2-0 Nations. There's Corey Howell. At that camp, he was working out as an infielder and kind of looking around and realizing, wow, these guys are pretty good who are around me. At the very end of the camp, they were playing full games, and he asked one of the coaches, hey, do you mind if I pop up on the mound and throw anything? He threw really well, and coaches invited him out for a visit. First offering is a strike across the outside corner at the belt for Corey Howell, and it's 0-1. They invited him out for a visit 2 weeks later, and he committed on the spot. Said, wow, this is where I want to go. Ended up becoming a pitcher for the Bruins. 0-1. Curveball. Catches the outside edge for a strike. 0-2. And he went on to be one of the best pitchers in UCLA history. A 20-2 record with the Bruins. A 2-1-1 ERA over his career. The seventh best ERA in program history. 0-2. High off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. And he capped his career in 2019 by winning Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year and becoming a first-team All-American as a junior. A 1.44 ERA, a 10-1 record in 2019. Just dominant stuff. 1-2. Called strike three. He got him. On the inside corner, he sits down Corey Howell. There's his second strikeout. One out in the fourth inning. Brantley Bell makes his way in. Two nothing Missions. Bottom of the fourth inning. Bell flied out to right field his first time up. Garcia from the stretch. He fires. High and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Garcia was a very formidable pitcher in the Pac-12, and then it seemed like he would be the same in pro ball, the 1-0. Curveball on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1, but it's those injuries that have hampered him. And anyone who you talk to in this organization is so excited for a healthy season for Ryan Garcia. It was just a glimpse of what he could do last year with his 14 outings, 13 starts. Pitch is fouled straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes with one out and a runner aboard in the fourth inning. Last year, between Down East and then two appearances in Hickory, a 1.91 ERA. In high A, I mean, essentially, he skipped all of high A, only those two appearances, 10 total innings with the Crawdads, and then making the jump right away up here to double A his 25-year-old season. The pitch is in the dirt, skips away from Garcia, actually plants right below him, but he didn't see it, and Evan Mendoza takes second on the wild pitch. Two balls, two strikes on Bell. In those two appearances in Hickory, through 10 innings without allowing a run, with 15 strikeouts, just flat-out dominant stuff. And now up here in Double-A. Really good proving ground for a lot of young pitchers. One out, runner at second. 2-2. Popped up, right side, foul out of play. Still two balls and two strikes on Bell. Bell made it as high as AAA Louisville last year in the Reds organization. Hit just 199 with a home run up there. Elected free agency. The pitch is just high and inside. And it's three balls and two strikes. That was actually in 2021, Baker Park. Played indie ball last year. And the Staten Island Ferry Hawks. And was signed as a free agent in December by the Padres. The pitch is strike three called. Got him on the upper edge outside corner. Back-to-back looking strikeouts for Ryan Garcia. And there are two outs. And Bell, frustrated, slammed the bat down at the plate, slammed the plate with his right hand, and then walked off without the bat. And the bat boy has to come and grab the bat out of the batter's box. Wow. You don't see that very often. Bell walks back to the dugout. And now Luis Aviles Jr. in from the right side with two down, earn a runner at second. 2-0 Missions. Garcia lifts the leg, looks back toward second. Aviles lined it back off of Garcia in his first at bat. The pitch just outside, 1-1, no strikes. Luckily, Garcia was okay. It hit him in the back. He issues in the 1-0. Low of the zone with a curve, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Nobody warming in the Rough Riders bullpen, though there is action in the San Antonio Missions bullpen. Justin Lopez is getting loose. 2-0 toss. Fouled back this way. Watch out. Oh, my goodness. That almost came in here. It was just off to our right by a couple feet. 2 balls and 1 strike. Everyone over here exchanging looks through the glass of a bit of nervousness. No one brought their glove up here, but we'll be ready next time, I guess. The pitch is low, and it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Ball game screaming back here. You know, one of the scary things about this press box as well is it's a very deep booth here in San Antonio. And if you turn around and look directly behind you, there's a massive hole. Here's the pitch. Rocketed down the third baseline and foul. 3 balls, 2 strikes. That has a date next to it that says July 18th, 2020. Baseball-sized dent back there in the wall. And there are multiple of them all over the place where balls have just come screaming back here and slammed into the back wall. And I'm sure some of them haven't gotten all the way back to the wall. And they've taken out a couple broadcasters along the way. Payoff pitch. Runner goes for third. It's slapped foul right side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes on Aviles. 2-0 our score. Missions out in front and at the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Garcia peers in for his sign. He's got it ready from the stretch, and the payoff pitch is cut on and missed. Strike three. Ryan Garcia allows a walk to lead things off in the fourth, but strikes out the side. He has 4 of them on the night, and it leads to a scoreless fifth. No runs, hits, errors. 1 runner left on base. Top 5 coming up. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 to San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Thursday, April 20th. Bring your 4-legged furry friends out for a Rough Riders baseball game, enjoy the HEB family lawn beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark in the Park, Thursday, April 20th. First pitch at 6:35. Woo-hoo! Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bring the beat in.
Justin Lopez takes over on the mound for San Antonio. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders and Missions doing battle for the first of 6 games on this Tuesday night. It's the first trip on the road for the Rough Riders. Bottom third of the order, Jax Biggers starts things off, the Rough Riders second baseman. And Lopez winds and fires. Big right-hander misses low, one ball and no strikes. Seth Mayberry's day is done. In his one inning of relief, he worked through a scoreless inning, striking out one. The 1-0. Biggers swings, pops it up. Left side of the infield, Avilas the shortstop, and Connor Hollis converge. It's Hollis, the third baseman, who makes the catch. One out in the fifth inning, and here's Josh Salen, who singled on a fly ball to shallow center field in the third inning. Salen's first hit of the year. One back in the pitch. Swing and a miss, pulled the string on him. The outside corner, and it's 0-1. Justin Lopez, a right-hander, just like all the pitchers who have thrown tonight for San Antonio. 0-1 off the outside edge, and it's one ball and one strike. Lopez, the 22-year-old out of Venezuela, making his season debut. He nods yes to the sign, wiggles his legs back and forth, and the 1-1. Off the outside corner, it's two balls and one strike. When I say wiggles his legs back and forth, his hips and his feet remain in the same place. His knees flex back and forth alternatively, though. The 2-1 is popped in the air out to left center field. Howell coming over, the shortstop into left center. It's the left fielder Johnson who takes charge. And he paws it out of the sky. Two outs. Brings David Garcia the 9-hole to the plate for the Riders, trailing 2-0 top of the fifth inning. Justin Lopez made his minor league debut last year, pitching just 9 games with a 0.87 ERA. First pitch to Garcia, switch hitter, batting from the left side, takes a low, and it's one ball and no strikes. That was between the ACL and Lake Elsinore at the low A level. Lopez peers in, brings in the 1-0. Garcia swings and misses. Good off-speed off the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Swung that pitch a couple times so far. Pull side shift on the infield for Garcia. Right-hander delivers in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 1-2. Couldn't catch up. We'll try it again. Down low and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Garcia lined a base hit to left field back in the third, and then was balked to second base and was stranded there. The Rough Riders left the bases loaded in the third inning. Couldn't cash in. They trail 2-0. 2-2. Hard line drive up the middle and into center field for a hit. Evan Mendoza was playing to the pole side at second base and had to range to his right side just out of his lunging try. Out of the reach of his lunging try, I should say. Base into center field for David Garcia. Thomas Sajacy at the top of the order stands in. Sajacy a line out to right. And a fly out to left in his two trips. 2-for-11 to start his season. Rough Riders only have 2 hits, both coming in that third inning. From Saleh and Garcia. Lopez stretches and deals in. This is down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. I should say 3 hits because Garcia just got his second. So 3 hits total. So JC absolutely lit the world on fire when he first came up last year. The pitch. He swings and misses at a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. He said sometimes he just has those weeks where he is just locked in. He said everything is so simple. There is nothing in my brain when I go up to the plate. And that was one of those weeks, the pitch. Lashed the other way, down the right field line. Ornelas on the run, and he can't get it, but it's foul. That had the first run of the game for the Rough Riders written all over it. But it just landed foul, and Sajacy is down 1-2. He is technically still, and this is, you know, extreme of technically, still the reigning player of the week in the Texas League because he was the last player to win it last year. He came up and just dominated here at the AA level as a 20-year-old. He calls time and steps out. Last year, played just five games of the Rough Riders, last five games of the regular season. Hit .381 with three doubles, two triples, and a grand slam. Nine RBIs in five games and five runs scored. Just ridiculous numbers. 1-2. He swings Cusin off the end of the bat, foul back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. And he was a huge part of the playoffs as well, including here in this series, and the Rough Riders took down San Antonio. 1-2. Inside with a curveball. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield plays to the opposite way. Infield to pole. Garcia takes his lead from first. Lopez offers home. Hard ground ball on one hop to third. Hollis spears it, throws on the second the short way, and gets Garcia for the final out of the fifth inning. Well, no runs for the Rough Riders on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're halfway home, bottom of the fifth coming up. It's 2-0. Mission's out in front of the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Missions on the back of a couple solo home runs lead 2-0 to the home half of the fifth inning from San Antonio, Texas. Very happy you're with us on this Tuesday night. Zach Bigley alongside you. 9-1 and 2 due up for San Antonio. It's Chandler Siegel to start things off, the catcher. Struck out on three pitches against Garcia in the second. First pitch. Chopper foul, third base side, 0-1. Ryan Garcia going back to work here in this fifth inning, but Mark Church is warming in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. So we'll see how long Garcia will go. He's on 73 pitches, including that first one to Siegel. 0-1. Hard ground ball up the middle. That's into center for a base hit. Chandler Siegel has his second hit of the season. It's now 2-for-4. It's the fourth hit today for San Antonio. Top of the order, and Connor Hollis, batting champion last year in the Texas League, at .333. 0-for-2 today and just 1-for-14 to start his season. Garcia stretches. He delivers. Hollis shows bunt. Pulls back, takes low and away. Back pick down to first, not in time. Siegel's back in. One ball, no strikes. Really nice pick by David Garcia, the catcher. Made a backhanded stop on a short hop in the dirt and then got up and threw on to first. One ball, no strike pitch. Chopper to third. Sejacy has it head high on his second for one. Biggers to first. Got them both. Double play. 5-4-3 around the horn, and the Rough Riders and Ryan Garcia have two outs in the fifth inning. Nicely rolled by the Rough Riders. It was a tailor-made double play, especially because Hollis had just shown bunt. So J.C. was already in at the cut of the grass. When he fielded it head high, it was an easy turn to roll it onto second and then onto first. Two down, and here's Daniel Johnson. Garcia trying to get out of this fifth inning. He delivers. Swing and a miss. Good changeup biting away, and it's 0-1. Johnson's 0-2. Garcia delivers. High fly ball to left field. Easy play for Dustin Harris. Sauntering over towards the line. He makes the two-handed catch. And a nice job by Ryan Garcia to get out of the inning. A leadoff base hit, but the double play and a flyout. And Garcia has turned in five strong innings in his Double-A debut. Rough Riders need to get the bats going, though. They trail 2-0. We go to the top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For the third consecutive inning, it's a new pitcher on the mound for San Antonio. It's Henry. Henry, a very familiar phrase who takes over on the mound. Henry, a guy who Rough Riders saw plenty in the last 2 years here with San Antonio. Fastball slider combination that can be very, very effective. And he faces the left-handed batting Evan Carter to start off the sixth. First pitch misses away, and it's one ball and no strikes. 2-0 our score. Missions lead it on the back of a solo home run in each of the second and the third innings. 1-0. Carter watches the strike. Thigh high outside corner with a fastball, and it's 1-1. Henry can run it up there. In the mid-90s with that fastball and a really good slider. The fastball up is very effective for him. He deals. Carter watches low and outside. Two balls and one strike. So the day is over for Justin Lopez, who threw a scoreless inning. Henry, the fourth pitcher used today by San Antonio. He fires. Rip and a miss by Carter. Two balls, two strikes. Henry still just 24 years old despite this being his third season in San Antonio. It's a season debut today. 2-2. High and tight. Three balls, two strikes. Last year a 5.20 ERA and 34 outings, 10 starts included in that. Struck out 83 batters in 79 and two-thirds innings. The pitch. Strike three called. Got him belt high inside corner. First batter faced, first strikeout of the season for Henry. Luis Angel Acuna in from the right side. He's 0-2 today. Rough Riders with three hits on the offensive side. Top of the sixth inning, trailing 2-0. Here's Henry's pitch. Breaking ball backs him away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders, since those 12 runs in the first game, have just scored a combined 4 runs over their last 2.5 games now. 1-0. Acuna in the air, right side, down the line. Ornelas a long run towards foul territory, and he wants to go into the seats as he crashes into the tarp. 1-1. So for the Rough Riders, it's a stretch of 23 innings in which they have scored just 4 runs. Trying to get the bats going here in the early part of the season. Acuna in with Harris on deck. One out in the sixth inning, down 2-0. Henry stretches. He fires. Fastball bounced on the ground on 2 hops to short. Aviles fields. A long throw across is in time to retire his defensive counterpart. There are 2 outs. Dustin Harris takes his turn now, 0 for 2 today. Struck out in the second, popped out to short in the fourth. The 3 Rough Riders hits have come from the bottom 2 spots in the order, actually, tonight. Josh Sale and David Garcia with 2. Henry readies and delivers. Harris swings, smacks it down the right field line towards the corner, and foul. 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders have tried to pick on that right field corner a couple different times tonight and just have not been able to do it. Ending foul both times. Harris makes his way back to home plate. Mark Church is still loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, so you have to imagine he will be the one to come back out, or come out, I should say, for the first time tonight for the bottom half of the sixth. The pitch outside to Harris, and it's 1-1. Ryan Garcia very strong in his 5 innings of work. 78 pitches for him. The pitch. Harris swings, puts it in the air onto shallow right field. Ornelas playing deep. He charges in, and he's under it to make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning for Henry Henry. And Rough Riders still held off the scoreboard. A run, hits, airs. Nobody left on base. Bottom 6 coming up. Mark Church into the game. When we come back, it's 2-0. San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes 2 golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com, and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the home half of the sixth inning, and the Rough Riders dip into their bullpen for the first time tonight. Mark Church comes out and takes the hill. Ryan Garcia very, very strong in his Double-A debut. 5 innings, allowing just 2 runs on a couple solo homers. First pitch to Tirso Ornelas, left-handed batter. Here's the righty's pitch. Fastball hums across in the outside corner, belt high for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Ornelas. Garcia struck out 4, walked 2 in that debut. 0-1. Down low and inside, it's one ball and one strike. Unfortunately, he still is in line for the loss because the Rough Riders haven't scored any runs tonight. Now Mark Church trying to keep it a two-run game. Church, or Churchy, as he likes to go by, making his second appearance this season. There's the offering in. Slider ripped foul and just above the dugout on the left side off the fist. It's one ball and two strikes. Dangerously close to a couple players in that dugout. Ornelas calls time and steps out. Church winds back in the 1-2. Fastball ripped foul left side. Still one ball and two strikes. Church in that first appearance went 1 1/3 scoreless innings. Allowed just two base runners, one on a hit, one on a walk. Struck out two. A year ago, split time between Hickory and here in Frisco. 1-2 pitch. Ripped in the air to deep left field. Harris going back to the warning track. Reaches up and goes off his glove down onto the warning track. Ornelas pulls in at second and stops right there. Boy, Harris went back on it. He got in a position to make the play on it, but it just went off of his glove. And Ornelas is aboard. So he homered his last time up. And now what will most likely be a two-bagger. And Harris will probably be the first one to tell you he probably should have made that catch. And we'll see what it scored. Went off the bottom of his glove. And they do call it a base hit, so a double to left field. Pedro Castellanos, first pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Upstairs at the Heat. Castellanos 0 for 2 in his home debut. A 1. Fastball, check swing, and he did not go around in a high pitch. One ball and one strike. Man, that looked like he did. Entire body went around. He might have been able to hold the barrel back. 2-0 San Antonio, bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody out, runner at second. After the double by Ornelas. Church delivers. There's a pop-up right side and foul out of play. He's ahead, one ball, two strikes. You do not want to get behind Mark Church. He has an absolutely deadly fastball and slider combination. It's all he throws. The slider has been clocked as high as 92 miles an hour, though it's usually in the upper 80s. The 1-2. Fastball high and inside. Two balls, two strikes. In spring training, Mark Church was one of the last guys sent back down to minor league camp in the entire organization. The 2-2. Long pause, and here she comes. Swing and a miss. Got him up and away. Fastball strikes him out, and there's one out. Here's Evan Mendoza, who's homered and walked tonight. The Rangers just could not get enough of Mark Church, and while everyone kind of knew in the back of their minds that it was probably a long shot he would make the big league club, everyone was really impressed with him. He deals. This is down low and away with the slider in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. Really impressive block by Garcia, skidding along the dirt on his knees to his right to keep that in front. Ornelas remains at second. One out, bottom of the sixth, 2-0 our score. Rough Riders trail. Church stretches. He delivers. Check swing and a foul ball back behind home plate on a slider just a hair off the plate. One ball and one strike. Now the right-hander trying to get ahead. Looks back towards second. Deals in the 1-1. Just a hair outside again. This time not offered at by Mendoza, and it's one ball and two strikes. Church is a guy who the Rangers would love to see have success here at this level. 2-1. Fouled back. 2-2. And then very quickly move him up and get him the big leagues. Nice play by Fan off of the right side. Here's the stretch, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider low and away for strike three. Mark Church with a couple strikeouts after the double. Two outs, and here's Corey Howell. Howell 1-for-2. 2-0 our score. Missions lead, bottom of the sixth inning. Church nods yes to the sign and comes set. He deals. Fastball low, 1-ball, no strikes. Rangers' bullpen really hasn't been the problem, though. They've been really good. Never hurts, though, to have a guy like Church come up, young blood, throwing gas, help out that bullpen a little bit. Maybe late in the season, August or September. He deals in. Fastball low. 2 balls, no strikes. Church has that mentality you often see in a lot of relievers. Nicest guy in the world off the field, and then a bulldog on the mound. 2-0. Fastball hit hard to deep right field. Strom going back to the warning track. Over his head, off the warning track, up against the fence. Ornelas scores, and Howell pulls him at second with an RBI double. 3-0 Missions. The fastball right down the heart of the plate, and Howell took it to the opposite field over Kellen Strom's head. And he checks in with a two-bagger. Well, he got ahead in the count 2-0, and Church just threw one over the heart of the plate. Howell made him pay for it. He's now 2-for-3 after starting 0-for-13. Ryan Garcia, or I say David Garcia, will use a mound visit, the catcher. First baseman Trevor Hover, second baseman Jax Biggers join them up on the hill. Brantley Bell at the plate. And what is a very important batter with 2 outs, 1 run in, it's 3-0 San Antonio leads. All for two tonight, first pitch. Clips the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Church, the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Coming after him with a fury. Not messing around either. Immediately has his sign. He comes set and deals. Check swing. He went around. Strike three. Mark Church on 3 pitches after the RBI double. Strikes out Brantley Bell and made him look foolish. He strikes out the side but allows a pair of two-baggers. 1 run across on 2 hits. No errors. And 1 runner left on base. Top 7 coming up. 3-0 our score. Missions lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-SOMEWITHIM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blake Bakker takes over for San Antonio in the seventh, their fifth pitcher used tonight. Nolan Watson went three shutout, Seth Mayberry, Justin Lopez, Henry Henry, and now Blake Bakker. Trevor Hobbard to lead things off. 3-0 San Antonio, they lead it. Kellen Strom and Jax Biggers after. One run in the second, one run in the third, one run in the sixth. The offense tonight for the Missions. Bakker the first pitch. Hobbard drives it out to deep right field. Ornelas to the warning track. Can't get it. Bangs off the wall. Hobbard a turnaround first, but he wisely puts on the brakes. Ornelas fielded it perfectly off the base of the wall and fired it back in. Well, Hobbard a hard hit single off the base of the right field wall. Kellen Strom steps to the plate, 0 for 2 today. Missions leading 3-0, but the Rough Riders get into Lake Bakker right away with a base hit from Hover on the first pitch. And now the first pitch is Strom. Slider away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout in his two trips. Rough Riders do have action with Ricky DeVito warming in the Rough Riders bullpen. Bakker the 1-0. Strom fouls it straight back to the screen. One ball and one strike. Bakker, the 27-year-old out of Wisconsin Whitewater. Former fifth-round selection by the Padres in 2016. He deals. Slider outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-2. Last year with San Antonio, 27 outings, 7 starts. 5-3, a 6.15 ERA. Right-hander stretches. Issues in the 1-2. Low and away with a fastball. Siegel keeps it in front in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. With Hover getting aboard, you have Strom and Biggers with 6 and 7 in the Rough Riders order due up. Kind of trying to get something going here because the next two guys have the rest of your hits. Quick throw over to first and Hopper's back in. Saleh and Garcia in the 8 and 9 spot have combined for 3 of the 4 Rough Riders hits today. Bakker ready from the stretch and the 2-2 offering. Strom fouls it back, still 2 and 2. Kellen, 2 for his first 9 to start the season. And if you'll remember back to last year, if you're a really big Rough Riders fan, you'll remember Kellen Strom got off to just a miserable start at the beginning of the season last year, hitting 147 through the first month and a half. And then hit 308 the rest of the season, hitting 280 ultimately with everything combined at the end of the year. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider below the zone, Strom down on strikes. It's the first strikeout for Bakker. Jax Biggers takes his turn now. One away, top of the seventh inning. 3-0 our score. Rough Riders trail. Talking to Strom earlier this week, he said, what I'm trying to do is just eliminate that bad start and just keep it going. And he had 2 hits on opening day. Throw over to first and Hover back in with a belly flop. Biggers 0 for 2 today. A fly out to center and a pop out to the third baseman. It's Connor Hollis. Bakker the first pitch. Misses high. Back pick down to first, not in time. One ball, no strikes. Biggers showed bunt. Pulled it back to his left shoulder. Three runs, six hits, and one error for the Missions. Rough Riders, no runs, three hits, and no errors. They might have changed that Sale hit to an error, actually, now looking at it. Here's the stretch of the pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes because the Rough Riders should have four hits, as that ball was originally ruled a base hit. Yep, they changed it to an error. They changed it to an E8. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Biggers goes fishing. Two balls and one strike. So only three hits tonight for Frisco. 1-2. Little tapper up over the hill. Bakker can't get it. Aviles picks it short. Fires onto first. Just in time to get Biggers. He takes his helmet off in frustration. Could not believe it. And Engstrand, the first base umpire. Very close play at first base. Aviles came in, picked, made a nice sidearm throw to try and get Biggers. Very close play looking at the replay. But he was called out. Hover down to second base. Two down, and here's Josh Sale, who's now 0 for 2 after that was changed to an error instead of a hit. Bakker from the stretch. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string out in front. 0-1. The almost hit from Sale was a fly ball to shallow center field. Corey Howell came charging in, reached out, and it went off the very tip of his glove. 0-1. Down low and inside. Siegel blocks. Keeps Hover at second. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders trailing 3-0. Playing the top of the seventh inning. Bakker stretches. He fires. Swing and a miss. Out in front. It's 1-2. Frisco has now not scored a run in 10 straight innings. Going back to the fifth inning on Saturday. Trying to find the scoreboard here with a two-out base hit with Hover at second. 1-2. Fouled back. Still one ball and two strikes. Sale takes ferocious swings at the plate. Really puts his whole body into it. Extremely quick hands as well. So it's a short, compact, powerful swing. He readies at the plate again. One ball and two strikes. Here she comes. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The outside corner with a breaking ball. Second strikeout for Bakker. It's no runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base for the Rough Riders into the stretch time. Seventh inning stretch from San Antonio. 3-0 Missions, Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. plus community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's the Rough Riders debut for Ricky DeVito as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Frisco trailing 3-0 to San Antonio on this Tuesday night. DeVito came over in early March as the player to be named later from the Pirates organization in the Mark Mathias trade. His second time being traded in the last 2 years, as he was originally a Braves draft pick in the eighth round of 2019 out of Seton Hall, and traded for Richard Rodriguez and Breece Wilson. Braves to the Pirates in 2021. Deals with Luis Aviles Jr. The first pitch is a curveball in there for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Sinker, slider, change, curve, slider, and four-seam fastball for the right-hander. 0-1. Another breaking pitch inside. Count goes to 1-1. 3-0 our score. Missions lead. DeVito is the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. 1-1. Inside. 2-1. Ryan Garcia started. Then Mark Church threw an inning, allowing a run in the sixth inning. And then Ricky DeVito now. He deals. Curveball inside. 3-1. DeVito, trying to lock in. Vilas calls time and steps out. And the only Rough Riders pitcher who hasn't pitched so far this year is Antoine Kelly. DeVito, the second-to-last man to take the hill. Right-hander looks in. He's ready from the stretch. And the 3-1 pitch. Fastball hit hard on one hop. Acuna at short. He tries to short-hop it. Ends up skyrocketing it in the air off of his glove, where he grabs it but has no play at first. So it's a base hit for Aviles to the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. Tough pick to make as it landed right below him. And instead of trying to short hop it out in front of him, he tried to Olay hop it off to his left side and ended up kind of scooping into his glove and popping up in the air. And he had no chance to get Aviles, who runs well. So an infield single, and here's Chandler Siegel now, the shortstop. DeVito from the stretch, the first pitch. Actually a throw over to first, and it gets away from the first baseman. Hover down the right field line. Aviles up to second and all the way to third. Oh, man. They had him picked off. He was way off the first base bag. But a bad throw from DeVito, and it was almost as if it was so easy he could have just lobbed it over there, but instead he fired it wide to Hover. And a throwing error allows the runner Aviles to go all the way over to third. Now the infield has to come in for the Rough Riders. Chandler Siegel still awaiting the first pitch. DeVito delivers in. Curveball high. 1-0, no strikes. First error tonight by the Rough Riders, and in fact, it's only the second error on the season for Frisco. The 1-0. Curveball inside and hits him. Oh, goodness. Well, runners at first and third after the hit by pitch. Connor Hollis at the top of the order stands in now. So both errors committed by Rough Riders players this year have been from pitchers. One by Jack Leiter in the opening game, and now one by Ricky DeVito. Frisco position players have not committed a single error defensively this season. And here comes John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach. He's going to go chat with DeVito. Well, if you're just joining us, the Rough Riders fell behind early on a pair of solo home runs by Evan Mendoza and Tirso Ornelas for the Missions in the second and third innings, respectively. Then Ornelas doubled in the sixth, and Corey Howell, two batters later, then doubled as well to make it 3-0. And now Goble trying to settle down DeVito and keep it at this 3-0 deficit, as Tristan Pulley hastily starts to warm up in the bullpen. Dangerous situation with first and third and nobody out in the seventh. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Siegel takes off. Curveball inside. No throw. Stolen base for Chandler Siegel, his first. And they're runners at second and third, and the double play is no longer in order. It's not as if it were going to be anyway, because Rough Riders infield is in, not in double play depth. So one ball and no strikes on Hollis. DeVito from the stretch. He fires. Low and away. Misses in the dirt with a breaking ball. Two balls and no strikes. DeVito trying to find the strike zone with consistency here in the seventh. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch. Fouled back on the ground by Hollis. Two balls, one strike. Not a guy you want to mess around with. Connor Hollis hurt the Rough Riders plenty last year. DeVito looks in for his sign. The right-hander's got it. 2-1. Low and outside. Three balls and one strike. DeVito, the 24-year-old, spent last season in High A Greensboro, a 3-6 record of 5.40 ERA. 90 strikeouts in 70 innings. But feet to the fire right away here in Double A. 3-1. Outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Nobody out, bases loaded situation for San Antonio in the seventh. And here's Tripp Keister. Keister's going to motion down to the bullpen, and he's going to get Tristan Pulley. So Ricky DeVito, in his Double-A debut, does not record an out. Keister takes the ball from him as the acting manager, as Carlos Cardoza was ejected from this game back in the second. And here comes Tristan Pulley. We'll introduce you to him when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network here in the seventh.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it.
Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tough situation for Tristan Pulley to enter into. He comes in with the bases loaded and nobody out in the seventh inning. 3-0 already, San Antonio. And a chance to add on with Daniel Johnson up at the plate representing the two spot in the order. The infield is in for the Rough Riders, trying to cut down the fourth run potentially at the plate. Left-hander on the mound, left-hander at the plate. Pauly's pitch. Slider, strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Tristan Pulley made a living of getting out of situations just like this last year. Here's the look-in. Pulley has his sign and now steps off. All these runs belong to Ricky DeVito. 0-1. Foul back into Garcia's glove, 0-2. Aviles at third, Siegel at second, and Hollis at first base. Holly has his sign, stretches, glove at the belt. And the 0-2. Foul back off to our left side. Still no balls and two strikes. Pulley last year with the Rough Riders, 5-2 with a 4.63 ERA and 26 outings. Really struggled with his command though. 31 walks in 35 innings. 0-2. Outside. One ball, two strikes. The really good news was he didn't give up any hits. Opponents hit just 171 against him. But he sometimes got himself into trouble allowing the free passes. He's ready. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. In the air, out to right center field. Strom over. He's under it. And he makes the catch. Aviles tags from third. He comes in to score. Same for Siegel, who tags from second and moves to third. It's now 4-0 Mission. A sacrifice fly is the first out. RBI for Daniel Johnson is first of the year. Now runners at first and third. One out. And here's Tirso Ornelas, who has walked, homered, and doubled tonight. Dangerous man at the plate. Really got to be careful with him. It's left on left, though. Right-handed hitting Pedro Castellanos is on deck. Pauly's pitch. Slider swinging a miss, 0-1. Both these teams entered into today at 1-2, losing their first series of the season. Frisco at home, San Antonio on the road at Tulsa. Pauly the 0-1. Just outside with a slider. Looked like a good pitch. One ball, one strike. Now the winner will go to 2-2. The loser to 1-4. Or 1-3, I should say. Pauly the 1-1. Outside. Two balls, one strike. Full side shift on the infield. Double play depth for the Rough Riders. Trying to turn a double play and get out of this inning. Here's the 2-1. Runner goes. It's high. Throw down to second. They got him in a pickle. Throw comes home, and Siegel is tagged down. Perfect throw by Acuna back to Garcia, and Siegel is tagged out trying to score from third on the double steal. 2-6-2, and there are two outs. Hollis at second, no stolen base for him. Three balls and one strike on Ornelas. Boy, if Pauly could get out of this only lying one run, that would be massive. He inherited the bases loaded with nobody out. The pitch. Fastball just missed somewhere. Oh, my goodness. Where did that miss? It's now three balls and one strike. I thought that should be the 2-1, but it's now the 3-1. Here's the stretch from Pauly, and the pitch home. Chopper, first base side, two hops to Hover at first. He's got it chest high, takes it to the bag for the final out of the inning, and what a great job by Tristan Pauly. He comes in with the bases loaded and two outs and only allows one run. It's one run across on one hit, an error, and one runner left on base. To the top of the eighth inning, our score, it's the Bishops 4, the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, for the first time since Nolan Watson threw three innings in his start, we're seeing a Missions pitcher for a second consecutive inning. Blake Backard is back out. He's in for the eighth inning. He allowed a base hit to Trevor Hover to lead off the seventh, but then retire the Rough Riders in order. And he faces 9-1-2. David Garcia starts things off against the right-hander. 4-0 San Antonio, the pitch. And there for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Garcia 2-for-2 today, a couple singles. One to center, one to left. Bakker's pitch. Rip and a miss, and a good pitch diving away from him low, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders have not allowed the big inning. One run in the second, one in the third, one in the sixth, one in the seventh, but they haven't had any offense to speak of. Just five stranded on base tonight. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball softly hit to second. Mendoza up with it and flings it sidearm onto first to retire Garcia. One away, top of the order in Thomas Sejasi. Rough Riders will look back after this game at the third inning. The bases loaded and two outs, and then runners at first and second, and just one out, and could not score. Here she comes. It's low, and it's one ball and no strikes to Sejasi. Backer from the stretch. And he fires it. Fastball popped up down the right field line. Ornelas a long run. He can't get it. It's into the seats. Ball and a strike. The Rough Riders aren't the only team playing tonight. Arkansas and Springfield started their series tonight. Arkansas, a sweep in their opening series over Corpus Christi. pitch just away, and it's 2-1. And they move to 4-0 against Springfield. A walk-off two-run single. Here's the pitch. Just off the outside corner. 3-1. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Robbie Tenorowicz. The two-run single. And a 4-0 start for Arkansas. The pitch. So J.C. pops it shallow right field. Ornelas coming in. He makes the head-high catch. Two outs in the eighth inning. Here's Evan Carter. Riders trailing 4-0. And here comes Montz, the manager for San Antonio, and he's going to take the ball from Luke Backer. And points down to the bullpen. Makes the move. So we'll have a pitching change. Rough Riders trailing 4-0. Two down here in the eighth inning. And a new man to face Evan Carter. We'll step aside and return to the Wolf after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out. And the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 14th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, a photo booth, plus a craft station from Crayola so kids can make a Mother's Day card right at the ballpark. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a Kendra Scott Ari Hart crystal necklace for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 14th. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Jared Koenig is the new pitcher. Comes in to face Evan Carter, left on left. Top of the eighth inning, 4-0 our score. Rough Riders trail, first pitch. Carter takes a letter-high strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Koenig made his big league debut last year with Oakland. 10 outings, 5 of them starts. 0-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed, and Carter down to the count 0-2. He went 1-3 with a 5.72 ERA with Oakland. Big ground ball pitcher. Lefty has pitched with Midland in the last couple years. 0-2. Low and away with a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Big bodied guy, 6'5", 235. Signed with the Padres as a free agent in the offseason. 1-2 pitch to Carter. Outside, 2-2. For nothing, San Antonio. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander's pitch. Carter takes just inside, 3-2. Everyone in the seats and everyone in the field wanted that to be strike three. Didn't get the call. Tennessee native back in. 3-2. He's 0-1 today with 2 walks. Offering home, he swings and misses for strike three. Carter down on strikes, and the Rough Riders are down in order in the eighth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Our score, it's the Missions 4, the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders trail 4-0 as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Tristan Pauly back on the hill. Pedro Castellanos is the batter to lead things off. 0-for-3 day for the first baseman for the Missions. And Pauly delivers in the first pitch. Hard chopper foul left side. 0-1. We're talking about the scoreboard in the Texas League. Let's give you an extended update on that. Arkansas wins in walk-off fashion. 6-5 over Springfield. Elsewhere, Midland a 10-8 lead currently in the top of the ninth inning over Tulsa. 0-1. Popped up right side in the infield. Hover, the first baseman in foul ground, makes the catch, backpedaling. One out in the eighth inning for Evan Mendoza, who homered back in the second. 4-0 Missions, bottom of the eighth. Mendoza in from the right side against Pauly. Here's the stretch, and the offering home. Outside, one ball, no strikes. In Amarillo, a low-scoring game for Hodgetown. It's 5-4, Corpus out in front of the Sod Poodles. Corpus looking for their first victory of the season. 1-0 pitch. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Wichita leading 3-1 over Northwest Arkansas. That's in the top of the ninth inning as well. Here's the stretch from Pauly. He deals. Foul back. One ball, two strikes. And the Texas Rangers organization, all eyes were on Hickory on the road at Wilmington in today's game. Here's the stretch and the 1-2. Low and outside, it's two balls, two strikes. And that's because it was the professional debut for Kumar Rocker, and boy, did he dazzle. 5 shutout innings, 2 hits, 8 strikeouts, no walks. That's awesome. That is great to see from Kumar Rocker. 2-2. Hard ground ball, left side, diving stops to JC. To his left, he spins and throws him out at first. Great play by Thomas Sejasi. Off to his left side, slid, spun as he was getting up, and threw him out. Really strong play. 2 outs, and Corey Howell makes his way to the plate. Bottom of the eighth inning, 4-0 Missions. Here's the stretch in Pauly's first pitch. Low and away, one ball, no strikes. 2-for-3 day for Corey Howell, a double and a single, and an RBI along with that double in the sixth. Crawdads win that game 3-2 over Wilmington. The pitch. Bottom of the zone, inside corner, a strike with a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. It's awesome to see Rocker with that kind of debut, and you hope that he has a few good starts, and then he's up here in Frisco. Pauly with the 1-1. Pops skyward, right side. And foul, and it's 1-2. Elsewhere in the Texas Rangers organization, Round Rock in action earlier today against Tacoma, the Mariners affiliate. 10-2 win for Round Rock in that game. And Down East winning 6-5 over the Augusta Green Jackets on the road tonight as well. The pitch is inside. It's 2-2. And his rehab assignment here with the Rough Riders, Leody Taveras didn't have very good performances, just 1-for-10, but he certainly did with Round Rock earlier today. Continuing his rehab, the 2-2 is skied in the air to center. Carter back a couple steps, now he comes jogging into his left and makes the catch. There's the final out of the eighth inning. Taveras, 2-for-5, 5 RBIs for Round Rock today. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders need 4 to tie, 5 to take the lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luisan Helicuna starts things off for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning. 4-0. They trail the Missions. First pitch from Koenig is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Not a save situation for Jared Koenig, but looking to finish last three outs. He pitches. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. I should say the last four outs as he came in the eighth inning. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Missions. No runs, 3 hits, 1 error for the Rough Riders. 0-2. Popped in the air out to right field. Ornelas drifting over. He settles, makes the grab. One away here in the ninth. Dustin Harris climbs in. Oh, for 3-day for Harris. All three Rough Riders hits have come. Trevor Hover, a single in the seventh. And then 2 singles from David Garcia in the third and the fifth. The pitch. Inside, it's 1-0. Frisco just cannot figure out the offense over these last three games after scoring 12 in the opener. 1-0 pitch. Top of the zone. Strike to Harris, and it's 1-1. This is just game one of a 6-game series. The Rough Riders will send Jack Leiter out of the hill for Wednesday's game. 1-1 offering. In there for a strike, inside edge, 1-2. Leiter started on opening day for Frisco and looking for a bounce back performance. He allowed 4 runs in 4 1/3 innings. On the other side, it's Efrain Contreras who will start. The pitch is a check swing, low and away. He went around for strike 3 in the dirt. Siegel collects and throws on to first, and there are 2 away. Second strikeout for Koenig. Last hopes for the Rough Riders, Trevor Hobbard, 1-for-3 today. 4-0 our score. Missions lead the Riders. First pitch to Hobber. High and tight. 1 ball, no strikes. Rough Riders just couldn't put it together tonight. Ryan Garcia really good in his start, allowing just a pair of solo homers. Usually that won't beat you. 1-0. Breaking ball misses inside to Hobber, left on left, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Try it again tomorrow. As the Rough Riders can manage a comeback here with 2 outs. 2-0. Now the heart of the plate for his drive. 2-1. Efrain Contreras tomorrow. He'll pitch twice in this series. 2-1. Check swing, strike, 2-2. The Missions trying to come away with a victory on their home opener. Koenig has his sign. He stretches. And the 2-2 pitch to Hobber. Fouled away. Left side, still 2-2. Whole side shift on the infield. Hobber open stance. Singled off the wall in the 7th. And he calls time. Steps out. He's off the very base of the wall in right field. Long single. Here we go with the 2-2 pitch on the way. Strike 3 called. Got him. Ball game over. Missions take it 4-0 over the Rough Riders. They win their home opener, and they improve to 2-2 on the season. San Antonio takes down the Rough Riders to start this series. Frisco falls to 1-3 to begin 2023. We'll take a break, break it down for you in the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Final numbers for tonight. Rough Riders fall 4-0 to San Antonio. 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error for the Missions. They strand 5 on the base pass. Rough Riders, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They also strand 5 tonight. Final game time, 2 hours, 29 minutes in front of a really good crowd of 6,811 here in San Antonio. Winning pitcher, it's Seth Mayberry, who threw an inning in relief coming in for Nolan Watson. Ryan Garcia, the tough luck loser in his AA debut. He pitched, quite frankly, very well. 5 innings, allowing just 2 runs, both earned on 4 hits, struck out 4 and walked 2 in his AA debut. Then it went Mark Church, Ricky DeVito, and Tristan Polley out of the Rough Riders bullpen. But it was the offense that just couldn't get it done tonight. Go over the scoring for you. Scoring started in the second when Evan Mendoza lifted a solo home run the opposite way down the right field line to make it 1-0. And that score held until the third when Tirso Ornelas absolutely hammered a home run almost over the scoreboard. At least it would have been if it was a little bit more to the right. Would have been over the scoreboard. It was a no-doubter to right field for a solo home run to make it 2-0. San Antonio increased their lead to 3-0 with an RBI double from Corey Howell in the sixth, and then a sacrifice fly in the seventh from Daniel Johnson made it 4-0. The Rough Riders played the majority of their game without their skipper. Carlos Cardoza was ejected in the second inning, arguing a balls and strikes call. I should say a pitch clock violation, not a balls and strikes call. And so he did not play or did not manage most of the ball game today. Final score, 4-0. Missions take it over the Rough Riders. We'll go over the scores in the league and the affiliation and tell you what to expect for tomorrow as well as we put a button on this broadcast tonight. 4-0, Missions out in front. They win it on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes 2 golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Back to put a bow on it from San Antonio, Texas. Rough Riders fall 4-0. The Missions to start this series. Let's take a look at the league scoreboard in the Texas League. We're all final all across the board. Arkansas wins in walk-off fashion over Springfield. 2-run walk-off single in the bottom half of the ninth inning after Springfield put up a run in the top half of the ninth. 6-5, the final. Arkansas takes it over Springfield. In that game, Arkansas is now 4-0 this year. Midland, they went at 10-8 over Tulsa. They're now 3-1 to start their season. That was their home opener. Amarillo, they dropped their home opener to Corpus Christi 5-4. And Wichita, they went 3-1 over Northwest Arkansas. Not a low scoring games except for the one in Midland in the Texas League tonight. As for the Rangers affiliation, as we talked about earlier, Round Rock beats Tacoma 10-2. And Round Rock getting a big performance on by the rehabber, Leody Taveras, in that game with 5 RBIs. On the pitching side of things, Robert Duggar went 3 innings in his start. Former Rough Riders got some action in that one as well. Lucas Jacobson went 1 2/3 scoreless innings. Chase Lee allowed a run in 2 innings of relief. J. Jake Latz pitched the last inning, scoreless inning with two strikeouts as well out of the bullpen for Round Rock. Big story in the Rangers affiliation, though, was Kumar Rocker, who made his professional debut. Five shutout innings, two hits, eight strikeouts, no walks for Rocker, and a 3-2 win over Wilmington. So congratulations to Kumar Rocker on his debut and his first career win in the minor leagues. Down East wins over Augusta as well to go to 2-1, 6-5, the final score over the Green Jackets at the low A level. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders and Missions will do it again. Starting pitcher Jack Leiter for the Rough Riders at 7:05 against Efrain Contreras on the other side for San Antonio. Final score tonight, 4-0. Frisco falls to the Missions on this Tuesday to open the series. We'll do it again tomorrow at 6:50 for pregame, 7:05 for our first pitch, and we look forward to talking to you then. That's going to do it for us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible tonight. For Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Signing off, we will talk to you tomorrow at 6:50. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your day.